Robert Mugabe's former vice president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, is expected to take over. And one Zimbabwean in exile says, today is a good day.
Yeah, I can't believe it. It's a good feeling for the people of Zimbabwe.
That's musician Thomas Mapfumo. Actually, he's one of Africa's best-known musicians, which makes him arguably Zimbabwe's best-known artist. When Zimbabwe was still Rhodesia, the white minority regime imprisoned Mapfumo without charges. Mapfumo supported fighters like Robert Mugabe during the War for Liberation. But after independence, Mapfumo began to see Mugabe for the authoritarian he turned into, and that became dangerous for Mapfumo when he started to write songs about that. Mapfumo has lived in exile in Oregon for several years and has not been back to Zimbabwe since 2005. I got Thomas Mapfumo's reaction to the news of Mugabe's resignation earlier today.
I think the people have taken the country back, which is a good thing. I feel so good. I feel relieved.
So Mugabe came into power as a liberation fighter. He helped the country throw off the yoke of British colonialism. He forged an independent nation. He was a hero for so many people for so long. When did you start to see a less heroic side of Robert Mugabe?
That was after 8 years of black rule. And then I started, noticing that there was corruption within the government. And that made me to write that song, Corruption. A lot of other people who were affiliated with this government were not happy with the song, but a lot of people were very happy that I managed to mention something that was happening within our country.
Yeah, and this is a contrast because during the struggle for liberation, when the country was still Rhodesia, you supported Mugabe, you supported his fight. What was Mugabe's reaction when you came out with a song that basically called him out?
Basically, I wasn't supporting him as an individual. I was supporting the struggle. I thought, if we were going to have a black government, our people were going to be free from the colonial rule. But that wasn't to be. And to me, it doesn't matter who is the white or black, if you do wrong things, I'll still sing about you.
So your music is called Chimurenga music. That's a Shona word for liberation or liberation struggle. When you saw this less heroic side of Mugabe, how did that affect your liberation music?
That was a big problem for me because they banned my music from being played on the radio. They didn't want me to tell the people the truth about what was happening. And I even mentioned it when I was in England, and I mentioned that Mugabe was a dictator. And it came out with the local newspapers in Zimbabwe. It was headlines that Mukanya, as they call me, is fighting against Mugabe.
So remind us what led you to leave Zimbabwe.
I was thinking of the future of my children. There was no future for them in that country anymore. They wanted to go on with their education. So I thought if I could move here, it was going to be the right thing for my children.
Will you return to Zimbabwe? Because a lot of people want to know. If you go online, there's a lot of discussion about Thomas Mapfumo. Will he come back? Won't he come back? I mean, it seems it would be massively symbolic for a lot of people if you return to Zimbabwe.
Yes, of course, I would like to go back to Zimbabwe. But let's not forget that these are the same people who used to work with Mugabe. Just because some of them have been fired from the party, and then they come back saying Mugabe is bad. We don't know how good they are themselves. We are keeping our fingers crossed.
What about the next generation of musicians? Do you feel that there are musicians in Zimbabwe today who can kind of speak with the same voice that you have, that you've had, and kind of call politicians out when they need to be called out?
Nobody is doing that today because most of them were very much afraid of the regime. But I don't take that. I'm not afraid of anyone, the white regime, the black regime. My message doesn't change just because you are black, and then just because I happen to be a black man too, I have to support you just because of the color of your skin. I don't do that. I'm not a racist myself.
Thomas Mapfumo speaking with us from his home in Eugene, Oregon. We wish you the best. And if you do make it back to Zimbabwe, we'd love to speak with you when you're back home.
Thank you so much, Dan.